Welcome to Community Out Loud. Today we will be talking about how Dr. William Baxter's material from his book, Telling Yourself the Truth, has helped us in community life. It wouldn't appear on the surface to necessarily be important, but our internal monologue has a direct impact on our relating with one another. In community, we have continual opportunities to learn how to love one another, and the challenge is knowing how to be a good friend. A little background on Telling Yourself the Truth, Misbeliefs, and Dr. Baxter. Dr. Baxter was a Christian psychologist, clergyman, author, and the founder and director of the Center for Christian Psychological Services in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's noted for his psychotherapy known as truth therapy, in which he helps people out of anger, anxiety, depression, and many other hang-ups we face personally and relationally. Now, Baxter's method simply starts with recognizing the connection between our thoughts and the way we feel and act. In the internal monologue that we listen to day and night, we interpret events and situations around us for either better or worse. Baxter asserts that we tell ourselves many misbeliefs or lies in the sometimes subconscious monologue. This has a negative effect on our moods and outlook, ultimately resulting in us making unhealthy choices based on those lies. He asks us to examine our thoughts, pinpoint the lies we are accepting, and replace them with the truth of the situation. Here today we have Brittany Kobus, who has grown up in the community, to help share an example of how self-talk can work. Thank you, Brittany, for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Brittany, I know you had shared an example with your sister with me just a little while ago. Do you mind telling that example to us again?
Yeah, sure. I had just finished writing a chapter in the book that I'm working on, but I wasn't happy with it, so I wanted to see what my sister Megan thought. So I went to her and I said, here, Megan, will you read this? And so after I asked her, she read it, nodded, and went back to her work. I started becoming angry and frustrated with her just because she didn't do what I wanted her to do. But I hadn't even told her what I wanted her to do. So I was really becoming angry over nothing, because she wasn't doing what I was asked her to, I mean, wanted her to do, but I didn't actually ask her.
Okay. So what was the misbelief that was functioning?
I think the main misbelief would be that my sister should already know what I want her to do, and I shouldn't have to tell her, and then also that I have a right to get angry with her if she doesn't do what I would want her to do, even if I don't say it.
Right. Okay. So she should be able to read your mind.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So when you started to realize that this was having a negative impact on your relationship, what did you do? What was the truth that you were able to replace the misbelief with?
Well, I first had to just tell myself that it was unreasonable expectation. I shouldn't think that everyone should be able to read my mind just because you can. That it was just an unreasonable explanation. Expectation and that it just wasn't helpful. And then I had to then be able to go to her and just say clearly, I just finished this chapter, I'm not happy with it, would you be willing to look it over and give me your opinion? And that way I'm stating very clearly what I want. And you know, she was able to go back later and read it over and tell me her opinion, but that wasn't really the important part. The important part was just communicating honestly. Not that she did what I wanted her to do.
Right. I think that's a great point, that really the goal of this is for us to be able to have good, healthy relationships with one another. And that often takes work. It doesn't come real easily. It takes training and effort. So I appreciate you sharing your example. Hopefully in the future we can share further examples of how Dr. William Baxter's materials helped us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.